You're now listening to Agency, brought to you by the Blueprint Training Podcast Network.
I was thinking about this, of the actual, like, the education of an SEO, right? And I created this kind of hierarchy. By the time people listen to this, it'll already have been posted on LinkedIn. I'm sure it'll get, somebody will get super mad about this, which might be the point. I don't know. But there's kind of this hierarchy to SEOs, right? And I would love, once I share this, I'd love your take on this. And there's no judgment against people wherever they find themselves on these tiers, unless you think that you're the best and you aren't. So, like, first is, like, people that read SEO articles. Like, they've read all the blogs. They read Search Engine Journal every day. They just read the blogs. Second is people that only talk to other SEOs. This is SEO Twitter and everybody sitting at that lunch table. The crab's in a bucket. Yeah. If you're like, hey, there's a different way of doing things, they're like, no. It's only the other SEOs. Third is people, so a level up. So it's people that read the articles, people that talk to other SEOs. Third up is people that have their own websites. I am still so surprised in SEO that there are people who don't have their own stuff that they have previously or currently fiddled around with and experimented on. Above that is people who understand other marketing channels. That is, like, a next phase of evolution. And then finally, at kind of the top, the pinnacle of this, is people that have an SEO background or offer SEO services that understand product development, sales, and business. Generally, I think that some people will feel very called out, and probably should, that they are much lower on that list than they actually are. Do you feel like that's a fair way to look at, like, how to level up as an SEO?
Yeah, I think actually, the funny, because in the podcast I was just on too, the guy was talking about how he interviewed Rand Fishkin, and how Rand was talking about how he, much like most of the SEO industry, has these blinders on to the value that they assign, I think, to SEO, to their career, to all that stuff, right? And I see this a lot with, like, I mean, everyone these days just loves to complain about stuff, but, like, people complaining about, like, the salaries in SEO. Starting salaries are too low and you should be paying more. It's like, that's what you think because you don't understand the way that business works. But unfortunately, I'm sorry, like, the value to a business for a full-time hire for an SEO is really not more than, like, 80,000. I would put it, like, the top end, right? Of the spectrum, unless you're, like, a massive 1% of companies out there that have, like, huge technical projects. And even then, you're probably still going to bring in outside help and support because of just the scope of the work. So you're really more of, like, an SEO project manager than an actual SEO, right?
Before you go on, to add color to that, yeah, that's exactly what I witnessed at Active Campaign. Like, we had an SEO manager, we had me, and then the SEO manager still wanted to bring on two additional agencies to help with it. And if you need us two and two agencies to do it, your salary is very low.
Yeah, so that's kind of how I see it. I think you kind of hit it spot on, is that, like, instead of taking to Twitter and complaining about the salaries not being high enough, like, you need to make yourself more valuable, right? I mean, that's just the best way that I can put it. And you need to, so much of this industry, we talk about this a lot, and I hate picking on people, but, like, sometimes you got to look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, like, how important are you? How important is what you're doing to a business? And to your point, I think you become more and more valuable when, A, you understand the touch points with other channels and you understand how to navigate those and build those. And the other part is business. Like, what's the business impact of what you're doing? Like, measuring traffic and keywords is not a business impact. And there's levels to business impact. It's not always about dollars and cents, right? There's other ways to measure that. But, like, are you really measuring those and driving against those? And are you creating that type of value where you deserve and earn to make more? And for the most part, generally speaking, especially because so many people work in this industry now, and the industry is just fat and bloated, it's commoditized, right? There's kind of SEOs on every corner that your skills aren't worth that much anymore, you know?
And especially because the tools have gotten really good and they're all very similar, right?
Like, 100%. And they're only going to get better.
What SEO tools do you use? People go, oh, one of the two. We all know the two that we're all talking about, right?
So, I mean, so much of the value, I see it now, I'm working with a large B2B organization that it's basically a two-person marketing shop, and they actually just went through a round of layoffs and fired them both. So our agency is the agency record, and we're doing a bunch of stuff for them. But, like, SEO is not hard, like, when you know how to do it, right? There's no new things that are cutting edge. Like, it's great if you spend time going to conferences. It's cool. That's great. I think it's a great way to make friends and network and all this stuff. But, like, you're not learning anything additional of value to the business from a search point of view that you can't find from just following basic headlines or just doing it on a daily basis. The point I'm trying to make is that the value is actually in the execution. We have a whole roadmap of what needs to be done for SEO, but it's like we don't have the bodies to get it done now because like there's no writer, they don't have a designer, a developer, like all these different things to get done. So that's kind of what you're saying too, is that you have this one position, but we have to farm out the rest of the work. Like how much value do you really add if you can't do that? If anybody, ChatGPT can drop a high-level SEO strategy now, you know what I'm saying? Like, we know what needs to be done. Like, you got to find the right keywords, you got to build the right content, and you got to promote it the right way, period. But yeah, the money's still in the execution and getting that done.
If you can speak to the other marketing channels too, and you're like, hey, here's how this thing I'm doing for SEO, I know that in our business, these other channels are super important. So I'm going to figure out how to work with these other teams. I know this new initiative. I know this. I know that. I know that the CFO said this. And I know, like, the cool thing that I found with my skill set, and I'll be transparent, like, I was getting paid almost $100,000 a year at ActiveCampaign. And my job purview was, like, write blogs. Like, that was, like, the actual deliverable I had. But they knew that I came in with an audience, a point of view, and like was gonna find other stuff to do, right? Like I would find the hidden email list that we hadn't been emailing somehow that had 27,000 people on it and be like, oh, they signed up for a newsletter we don't send. Can I write that every week? Things like I could source, I found, you know, Ernie who ran the podcast was like, I'm looking for guests. And I'm like, I'm gonna intro you to 15 really cool people that are not SEO people, that are like people with audiences, like that do all the things, right? When you can get in an organization, and if you're doing, like if you're in a company, great, if you're listening to this. If you run an agency, which is probably like the core of our audience.
Hey there, real quick, Ryan here, founder of The Blueprint Training. If you are an agency, freelancer, or consultant, we have got the perfect community for you. Our Pro Slack community was built by agencies for agencies, and it is all about creating a network, a support system for fellow agencies and consultants to share knowledge, tips, tricks, templates, and get help from the community. We're here to help remove that anxiety from managing and dealing with clients. We're here to be your security blanket. So if you're interested in checking it out, all you got to do is go to theblueprint.training, hit the big old button that says Pro Community. That's it. Let's get back to the show.
Understand how to provide more value to your clients. I guess what I'm trying to communicate is you got to get off SEO Facebook groups. You got to get off SEO Twitter. You got to stop talking to other people that just do SEO, and you have to understand, like, all right, cool. My ideal clients are dentists, attorneys, software companies. Like, there's a list of like 20 really great industries, right? Don't mishear what Ryan and I are saying. Like, just because SEO has diminished value, it was absurdly overvalued for a very long time. Like for a very long time, it had so much more value than it probably should have. And now it's kind of just correcting. It's coming back in the mix with other channels. It has reduced value, diminished value, but it certainly doesn't have zero. So augment this, right? Be able to come in and be like, you know, I have had people, again, because I work with software clients, they're raising money. I've reached out to people and be like, hey, look, next time you raise a round, hit me up. I've got this traffic projection thing I do. The visuals crush in a pitch deck. If you want to take this to investors, they would love to see this curve of like, we're going to invest in SEO and then this is what's going to happen to our traffic. We got a guy, etc. That earns me business in the long run. It earns me goodwill. And also these people are like my friends. So like to bring it back full circle, the traffic projection is a great way to tell your clients, potential clients, like I get your business.
Yeah.
It's not keywords.
Yeah. And I mean, there's a reason to it, the blueprint, why we were like exploring angles a couple of years ago for the blueprint, where it's like, you know, we could also go the route of like professional education, teaching people how to do SEO. But I quickly stopped that because I was like, there's no money in this for us, because like they're going to graduate and go make a $40,000, $50,000 a year salary, when I'm like, just do it for a couple of clients and you're making that, you know, like learn the skill and then, you know, build a business around your skill set. And then, and that's why, like, I think this program has been successful, because we're teaching people a very easy entry point into entrepreneurship and making money and supporting yourself. And then we're here to help you and support you grow from there too, right? In terms of stacking services, perfecting your offer. And to your point, like, it's not that SEO is dying or dead. I look at kind of like the path of email marketing. Like when email marketing came out, there was 90% open rates. Now it's kind of settled over the years, and over time, it's about 20 to 30% on a good performing list to a great performing list, right? It's open rates. And that's kind of where it's settled for the last like 5 years. There's still a place for email marketing, right? But if you're going to do email marketing as an offer, like you got to be really good at it and you got to understand how to go in and make people money. I actually think email marketing is a great offer because it's one of those things that's kind of like it built up and then died and a lot of people left, and email is one of the easiest ways for a company to make money still, you know?
And as an agency, being able to say like, we sent, here's three emails that we can send that made this client $2 million. Like, what?
Exactly.
I want those three emails.
Exactly. And I see SEO in the same cycle of that where like we peaked in terms of the impact. And I think that over the coming years, as AI really starts to commoditize the work, then people will fall off and we'll settle into a place where email marketing is. We're like, I think I'll be able to run an SEO agency for the next 10 years, right? As long as Google's still there. I don't see that as being an issue for us. But for most of the market, absolutely. Right? Like if you're not in tune with how to make your clients more money through SEO, then you're not going to make it. You're just not going to make it. It's like with email marketing. Like very few people are going to go out and pay just for a newsletter because they could probably do that on their own. But like if it's an automation sequence, right, that's tied to like a funnel or a VSL or something like that, and you're able to strategize that and help them to understand how to put that together and craft it, you can come in with an email campaign and make people money on day one. One email can go out to a lot of companies and make the money right away. So there's always going to be value in that offer. So I just think it's kind of like the natural life cycle, just like the economy has been fat and bloated. And I think that SEO is a good example of that, where companies have money to spend. They're like, okay, we have a budget for SEO, let's spend on it. And whether it's mediocre or terrible or great or whatever, they're still spending on it. But I think that spending is going to dramatically reduce as we continue deeper into this recession. Like I still don't think we've really hit the worst part of what we're going to see over the next year or two. And it's going to continue to flow down. But the one, like, there's still going to be companies that are investing in SEO, but they're going to be investing in SEO companies that are driving an actual business return because they have to get that business return. That's it, you know? And again, that's why the traffic projection tool is so great, because it allows you to actually do that. It's simple. It's not complicated. But like, again, somewhere along the line, this industry became more about professional services and less about marketing and acquisition. And like, we're going to have to come back to that place, or you're going to have to come back to that place if you really want to make it in this industry for the long haul.
Yeah, absolutely. One last thing that I'm excited about with Blueprint is just like the future of our pro community, right? Like, I think it's really solid. It is people in there that are making money with SEO, right? People that are running successful agencies and growing. The number of, I don't know, call it case studies, call it examples and social proof, whatever, but like, the number of screenshots that I see internally, and a lot of them we share them externally in different places, but like the number that I see internally of like this person being like, close this deal, and more money, like everybody sharing these wins is like out of control. And it's not hyperbole, like people can see it when they click on the pro community thing on the website. But the coolest thing is that I'm also excited that it'll be growing. Growing a community is not always the best, right? If you grow too fast, you get a bunch of junk in there and the quality goes way down and then the best people bounce. I'm excited to do more for our existing members, reward people who are sharing it and stuff. We're going to have leaderboards. There's a couple cool things that we'll probably do down the road. That is fun for me. Like that makes an actual community, and a community is not just where like people come for me and you to help them, right? That's audience. Community is like we just get to be the homies and hang out and help people, and we're always in there, but like they're helping each other, and that's what I see a lot of.
So I'm absolutely
super excited about that.
Absolutely.
Look, if your agency is creating more stress than income, you're in the right place. First, make sure you're subscribed to our show so you get notified every week when we publish a new episode. But tell me, do any of these things sound familiar? You get a knot in your stomach every time a client asks a hard question. Are they going to leave? Are they going to cancel? Maybe no one in your life understands the pressure of being a leader. Maybe you want to get to $100,000 a month in revenue without sacrificing your entire personal life. Or maybe you just don't know how to get the big fish clients that you really want. Look, you already know you aren't alone. The hardest part of scaling my agency was not having anyone who was willing and qualified to help me when I needed it. That's why we created the Blueprint Pro community. Get access to a network of experts and agency owners who can answer your questions, give you advice, and share important industry news and insider secrets. Join us at theblueprint.training and click the Pro Community button at the top to apply.